Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is July 3rd. These are today's vital statistics. Clarence Taplin, 102, of Spring Green, died Monday, June 29th, at home. A funeral service will be held at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green, Monday, July 6th, with visitation at 10 a.m. and service at 11 a.m., with lunch after the service in Fellowship Hall. Burial will be held in the Maple Hill Cemetery in Evansville, with military graveside rites conducted by the VFW Post 1621. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Mr. Taplin is survived by his children, Kay, Kent, Richard and Millie, and Carol Taplin, 5 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 15 great-grandchildren and 7 great-great-grandchildren. Clarence Taplin, 102, of Spring Green. William Joseph Bill Pulvermacher, 69, of Mazamani, formerly of Lone Rock, died Friday, June 26th, after a hard-fought battle with cancer. A visitation will be held at the church from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 8th. A Mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Cross Plains at 10 a.m. Thursday, July 9th. Bill is survived by his wife, Brenda, daughters, Megan and Adam Grover, Kayla and Gregory Cam, Deidre and Jordan Luck, siblings, Marianne Borchert, James and Carolyn Pulvermacher, Norbert Jr. and Angie, Thomas and Kathy, Deborah, Barbara and Kurt Johnson, and David, 7 grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. William Joseph Bill Pulvermacher, 69, of Mazamani, formerly of Lone Rock. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz, died at home June 27th. A celebration of life will be held at Pratt Community Hall from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, July 18th. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial donations be made to Open Heavens Guatemala or Walk with Grace in Dean's memory. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with local arrangements. Dean is survived by his wife, Betty Harms Adsett, daughter Haley, son Noah, his sister Connie and Tim Hoppenjohn, brothers Kent and Christy Adsett and Mike and Terry Adsett, brother-in-law James Harms, along with many nieces, nephews, extended family members, and countless friends. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena, died Friday, June 26th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A private family graveside service will be held in the Spring Green Cemetery. Online condolences available at staffordfuneralhomes.com. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Survivors include her son, Randy and Marilyn Christian, 3 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, sister-in-law Sandy Rogers, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Marjorie M. Christian, 87, of Arena. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta, died June 30th. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. James R. Hansel, 97, of the town of Henrietta. Ethel Fitzgibbons, 62, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday, July 1st, at the Richland Hospital. Arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Ethel Fitzgibbons, 62, of Lone Rock. This concludes today's vital statistics.